You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everywhere for the last several years, legal in Pennsylvania. Always a heads up. We heard from Dr. Daryl Jones, who's the Pittsburgh fire chief, you know, just cautioning people to be careful. And from Allegheny Health Network, we welcome Dr. Aria Abele. And Doc is with the AHN West Penn Burn Center in Bloomfield. Many people in this region recognize the work they do at the Burn Center there. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So obviously, I'm sure this heightens emergency room visits when it comes to burns due to fireworks. What have you seen in recent years in terms of firework burn injuries?
Well, unfortunately, we're not getting that much better regarding the prevention of the injuries. We still see every year a number of patients that show up either at the office or the ER with burns with to their hands and faces, usually related to the use of sparklers or some other fireworks. So my goal here is to try to increase the awareness of people about the accidents that can happen from this.
Obviously, they can be and have been very dangerous if they're not handled safely, but it's a hard message to get through to some people, Doc.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is, of course, an activity that people enjoys and loves and wait for it. So, unfortunately, these accidents tend to happen. So we just ask people just to be careful when they're handling them.
So the question is, and I remember this as a child, when only sparklers were legal, we had a bucket of water, and of course you don't touch the end that was just lit, but sure enough, I remember burning my fingers. What is the first thing people should do if they are burnt by a sparkler or firework before, and hopefully they don't have to go to the hospital, but if it gets serious, what's the first thing you should do in that moment?
Well, immediately after the injury, we recommend the patients to cool the burn with some lukewarm water. You want to avoid direct contact with ice. And immediately after the accident, for a few minutes. After this, particularly if the injury seems to be severe or there are concerns, they should go to the hospital. Not to use any home remedies such as butter, toothpaste, or anything else, because in general, this does not help and may make the wound worse.
We have, and there have been obviously many anecdotes that people have, but you mentioned butter. I remember my grandmother burning, at a campfire, to put butter on it. I don't know why they would suggest that in the past, but you're saying no, lukewarm water.
Absolutely, yes. We don't know the reason either, but this is something that is very common, I will assume, for the soothing qualities of this.
Right.
And in general, we recommend not to do it.
Aside from fireworks, other common burn injuries, I would imagine in a West Penn Burn Center, you see a lot due to grills. And speaking of fires, fire pits are really popular now, too.
Absolutely. This is another common cause of injury. And in this case, it has to do with people not taking care properly of these after the fire, the grill. Sometimes there are hot coals that children accidentally walk into, or even adults the next morning forgetting that there was a fire before. And we tend to see these injuries as well.
And one more question before you go, Doc. So back to treating burn in the moment. So you say the lukewarm water. What should you do after that before you would end up going to the emergency room if you feel that's necessary? You said wrap. Would you wrap it with something?
Absolutely. At this point, we recommend after that is done to wrap it with a dry sheet in order to prevent essentially a decrease in temperature and other issues. What we do recommend not to apply these home remedies because those can make the wounds worse and potentially contaminate them and make the care more difficult.
Doc, appreciate your time. Hope you have a good 4th of July, and I hope it's very quiet for your sake and everybody else's. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
You got it. From Allegheny Health Network, you can always go to ahn.org or 412-DOCTORS. Great resource, Dr. Ariel Abele with the West Penn Burn Center in Bloomfield. Coming up, Rich Fitzgerald's going to be in studio. He's got a lot going on from the 10 counties he now works with and helps represent. And looking forward to our conversation every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.